Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about gold. Gold has hit an all-time high. Mm-hmm. So what's your thoughts on investing in gold?
It's a good hedge, but investing in gold and investing in Bitcoin is really an inverse trade of believing the dollar will go up. So if the value of the dollar over the last 100 years has dropped 96%, Bitcoin and gold are a store of value, and the returns have been incredible on gold. Everyone's been asking where you can buy gold. You can Google that. You go to Costco. But I do think as the dollar continues to decline, we haven't had any rate cuts yet, even though it's predicted we'll have four. I don't see that happening. We may even have a raise in rates. You have to put your money into things that are going to go up in value. Even buying a house long term is a inflation investment. Like, you're hoping that the price of your home goes up in comparison to what you pay for it and versus the dollar. So I want you guys to make a list of the top 10 things you can invest in that will go up in value. Home is one, gold is one, Bitcoin is one, Ethereum, the S&P 500. All of those are inverse dollar trades. You can look at on TradingView /DX and just look at a chart of the dollar or DXY and see. Troy, can we pull up a chart real quick of the US dollar over the last 50 years, if you can, if not, no biggie. But yeah, all of these are investments into believing that the value of the dollar would not rise higher than what it currently is. So I like it. It's not in my primary portfolio because I have a particular set of skills like Liam Neeson. But if I was just a general investor, would I invest in gold? Yes. And for those of you who've been trading gold futures, short target, 10 ticks. If you can't get 10 ticks out of, or 10 pennies out of gold, I don't know what to tell you. So, yeah, I like it as a store value and a way to offset the drop in value of the dollar.
What about rate cuts? Do you expect rate cuts this year? And do you think that we will have two this year as predicted?
Well, they predicted multiple.
Yeah, they predicted four or five, right?
Yeah, I think six was the highest number they got. Every month it seems to be changing. Larry Fink spoke on Friday. Yes. Which is, I mean, he stood his ground. When you're talking about the leader of the largest financial firm in the world saying that we're going to have two. But he's reiterated that. Like, he said that in January. I think we're going to have two rate cuts. I don't think inflation gets to 2%, even though that's what the Fed wants. But is it bad if it gets down to 3.1 or if it gets down to 2.8? I mean, if it decreases, I think that's an improvement. It looks like that's kind of how the Fed's going to move. So I think 2 is still very likely. 6 is out the question for sure.
Yeah, 6 is impossible.
There are some talks that they're saying that maybe none.
And that's what I think we're going to end up with. And then this is something I told everybody in Red Panda. They're not obligated to tell you how many cuts. They can lead, but they don't have to directly tell you how many cuts they have planned. Now, if we have rates rise, it's over with for Biden. Like, it's guaranteed loss. I think they also want to be a little bit fair. So that's why I can see 0 rate cuts happening. 2 would be amazing, especially if one of them came towards the election season. That would help the Biden-Harris campaign a ton. But I think we'll be flat. And it's sad that like 25% of all money got printed because of COVID and what was happening there. I wish we would have just listened to biologists who was telling everyone initially, protect the kids and the elders, let everyone else go to work, but keep the kids and elders at home, because the mismanagement of that bio attack from China led to a financial disaster. Going back to my point about BRICS, the turning of the guard for BRICS getting momentum was COVID and our mismanagement of it, which led to a mini financial crisis. Now, it was great for investment. It was great for the housing market. But as a result, sometimes you have to let nature take its course and let these things settle. And because we didn't, we mismanaged it, overprinted like crazy. And here we are. So I think we'll be flat on the rates cuts for the year. If I'm wrong, I'll come back and say that. But I don't think we'll have any this year. And we need them, but we can't go back to lowering rates when rates were at 0 for damn near 15 years.
So, okay. So let's do earnings report.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big earnings week. Big earnings week. And we're going into earnings season. I feel like that's happened pretty quickly. So we got a lot of the big banks are reporting, a couple of airlines reporting. But the big one that I'm watching, I'm sure you're watching too, Ian, is Netflix on Thursday. What's your thoughts on the earnings season? And I guess we could start with Netflix.
I think Netflix will be fine. They came out of that route in 2022. They adjusted well, been incredibly focused, stopped people from scamming and having 14 different people on one account. They've done incredibly well. So I think their earnings will be okay. I don't foreshadow any reason why they shouldn't be good. So I'm bullish on Netflix. They've done a great job since 2022, one of the media giants. So yeah, I like where their earnings should fall this week.
All right, we got Goldman Sachs and Bank of America reporting this week, as well as Morgan Stanley. Thoughts on the banks?
Bank of America, it hasn't been above $40. It's getting close, but hasn't been above 40 since 2021. Not that excited about it. So it's a no in Bank of America. Shout out to Brian Moynihan. Everybody in Charlotte, go to United Masters on the 27th. Don't want to ruin no relationships. Goldman Sachs, I'm bullish on. Goldman has been doing an incredible job. Probably one of the best banks there is out right now, for sure. Them and JP Morgan. So I am bullish on them for sure. And Morgan, I don't love, but I like it. It's solid. If I had to like pick a backup, Morgan Stanley would be like my financial side piece.
Oh, let me say something real quick. I'm glad you said that, because I actually did. I'm not just pandering because we're coming there, but North Carolina seems like that they have some promise in on the upcoming as well. Charlotte is a financial hub, and it's one of the largest financial hubs in America, actually.
Number 2.
So, yes. Pardon me, I forgot to mention that. And we are coming to Charlotte next weekend for a free event. So, Arthur, if you're on our website, but that's one state that I forgot. North Carolina. Shout out to Dreamville.
Who?
And boy,
who?
We'll talk about that later on. But Charlotte, you guys are on the rise.
We'll be repping y'all going forward.
Charlotte.
Charlotte or Dreamville?
Charlotte. Maybe the United States of North Carolina, if needed.
Gotcha.
They need proper representation.
J. Cole.
Jermaine. He's
Jermaine. Still the biggest person in North Carolina.
Jermaine.
He's still the biggest person in North Carolina.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Who is? LaMelo Ball?
No, he might be. I wasn't thinking
Cole bigger than Melo. Come on.
I thought Mike. Yeah, I was going to say Mike. I think they still claim him. They still claim Mike.
Michael Jordan. No, I'm talking about that's 50 years ago. I'm talking about currently right now the biggest.
Oh, yeah. J. Cole, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jermaine, what's up, man?
Cold world.
Ian, we talked about this on the call. We were talking about the healthcare sector, and we were looking at the ETFs. We spoke about Lilly all the time. Let's talk about one of the stalwarts inside that space, United Health. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, they've been sliding down a little bit. I think they've adjusted, but I think they'll be fine overall, long term for sure. If I can get it below 437, I would be happy. I think it got to like a high of like 537. A little bit ago, so I think they'll definitely go back up. I like United Healthcare. Love Lilly more. That's my baby, but United Healthcare is doing very good. Ticker UNH.
Yeah, they are the top two allocations inside of XLV, the spider sector ETF. Yep. So the two solid companies. All right, you got one airline in here, United Airlines.
Automatic, no. shout out to United. I love y'all. Thank y'all for taking care of me. Investing in the stock, no. Until Boeing gets their shit together. Nah, I wouldn't invest in any airline. There's too many issues going on. Stock is at $41. 2019, it was at $92. It still has not recovered. I don't see. I mean, maybe the earnings will be okay, but I don't see a reason to even want to look. Let me see some of the fundamental data real quick. Profit margin 1.64%. That's an automatic no-go. Out of every $100 that comes in, you keep 164. Y'all need to charge more for that Wi-Fi. Don't charge me, but gross margin 8.92%, which is a dead range for me. Market cap is 12 billion. AirPods make more money than their market cap. No,